Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I got on the phone last week. I think it was Friday afternoon when I was off with my friend John Ziegler out in Los Angeles. John is, of course, the host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. He's been a dear friend since he did a documentary on, almost said Nancy Pelosi because she's at top of mind. No, Sarah Palin in the aftermath of the 2008 election. And if you've heard John on the show, you know he's never shy about his opinions and he's pretty outspoken. And we were talking about some things related to politics last Friday. I had to touch base with him on another front. And we started talking about AI and how frightening some of the things that surround AI really are. I mean, you know me, Sue. I'm kind of a negative person by my very nature. I know there's a lot of positives out there for AI as well. And, you know, maybe all this is going to work out well in the end. But I'm a little worried. And I do think that it needs to be a big, and I mean a major part of the conversation nationally moving forward. I think Senator Hawley might agree with that. He was on a show yesterday talking about some of this. He's also introduced a bill with Senator Mark Warner, who's a Democrat from Virginia, to require companies and federal agencies to submit quarterly reports of AI-related job effects. That's kind of interesting. So we talked about this yesterday with Will Kane. He was also talking about, you know, some of these bots that are dating bots or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, number one, when it comes to chatbot companions for minors, which is what I think you're referring to, we ought to just say that these AI companies cannot use chatbot companions and direct them towards minors. Why? Because they have been literally telling young kids how to commit suicide. Character AI, OpenAI, that's ChatGPT. We've had instance after instance when 13, 14, 15-year-olds go to these chatbots, ask for help on homework, and pretty soon the chatbot is saying, have you thought about committing self-harm? Have you thought about taking your own life? And then the kids tragically do so. This has got to stop. But also, when it comes to jobs,
yes,
we got to make sure that AI is actually helping workers, not taking away jobs, but helping them become more productive, creating new jobs. So what we've done is we want to pass a law that says, let's get the facts. Let's make these companies report how many jobs have they destroyed, how many jobs have they created. Let's make sure AI is actually doing something good for the American worker.
I'm always just a little nervous when governments start keeping track of things at private companies, but I understand the point that he is making. And we have who I will refer to now as our AI guru, George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. How about that title? It will come with no compensation, but it's a hell of a title, isn't it?
I do love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm liking that a lot.
Well, first of all, what do you think about that? About forcing, yeah, you know, employers to basically, and I guess this would be publicly traded companies and maybe some private companies, to report to the Department of Labor any job losses, new hires, reduced hiring, or anything related to AI. Is that appropriate?
Yeah,
right now?
I mean, and I agree with you. I agree with you completely, Mark. That I'm you know, look, I'm a limited government kind of guy. But this is a different thing. This is a complete revolution of honestly, humanity as we keep going along here. You know, we have to keep an eye on the number of jobs that are out there. This isn't like the guy who used to put the rivet in the Ford plant, you know, for 12 hours a day. And then all of a sudden one day the robot shows up and starts welding. And the guy who puts the rivet in isn't needed anymore. That happened over a long period of time. This is happening at an exponential rate. And I'm not saying this is the job apocalypse, okay? It's not like AI is going to take everybody's job tomorrow. But it's going to happen a lot faster than the robot that welded the welds on the cars on the line. So it's something to keep an eye on. And, yeah, we can use AI to create more jobs, but I'm encouraging everyone to not sit around in the show-me state and wait for stuff to happen. Start looking into how you can educate yourself on AI and basically reskill yourself, because it's happening whether you like it or not.
See,
it's here to stay.
I think, and I probably speak for a lot of people, I'm intimidated by it. I really am, because it's kind of scary. I don't use it. My wife uses it. Sometimes she uses it for me when I'm trying to, when I say something, she's like, well, let's just put this into ChatGPT and see what happens. And, maybe it polishes it up. But I don't really use it on my own. And the main reason is because I'm kind of intimidated by it, I think.
Yeah, and one thing, I agree with you. Intimidation's a big thing for, especially, I'm 51, I'll be 52 in May, and if you're not used to using this type of thing, it's intimidating. But I have to tell you to jump in with both feet.
Okay.
Please, because it's something you just got to install on your phone or your tablet or whatever it may be, and just start dabbling in it, start asking it questions. Instead of using a Google search, ask AI the search and see how it works.
Okay.
I use it for everything on a daily basis, everything from travel, and you name it, I'm using AI for it. And it's important because I'm educating my kids now. They're younger, but when they get into college, they're going to have to do research on what your career is going to be, because saying, oh, well, I'm just going to do this, that may not exist by the time they get out of college.
So give me, George, a real-life example. Are you using ChatGPT and then it's on your phone, and then what do you do? Give me some examples.
Okay, great. For example, I'll give you a fun one, fantasy football. I'm using AI to create my entire team, look for players that are injured, find players that I can substitute, take out a wide receiver here, put in a new wide receiver there. AI is helping me do all of that.
I love that.
I don't have to do any research anymore.
Yeah.
It's handling my team on a weekly basis.
You know who loves that too is Sue, because every Monday she comes in here and she says, Mark, how did your fantasy team do? And I can now say, Sue, I did a lot better because of AI. But look, I'll be honest, never thought of that. And believe me, you look at the records of my fantasy teams, I need AI's help this year, George. So that's very interesting to me, especially when it comes to the injuries and stuff.
And then on the flip side, everything you do for show prep, run it through AI.
Okay, wait a second. Let me stop you right there. You're assuming that I do show prep first and foremost, right?
That's true. I am assuming you do show prep. But in the event that you do show prep, I would use AI from now on.
That's a good idea.
But so how would I, no, I'm being serious here. So how would I do that? So I have, let's look at one of my segments today. Like one of my segments that I found interesting, mainly because my son's a teacher, but there's a real crisis in this country right now with male teachers leaving elementary schools in particular. So I had a segment on that. I did a segment on politics. So what would I do? Say, hey,
okay,
give me some examples.
Sure. So I would say here are a few topics that I'm going to talk about in tomorrow's show or today's show. Can you tell me when these segments should go on that would pertain to the biggest audience at that particular time of the day? Meaning, if it's a topic that most people aren't listening to from 3 to 4, AI may tell you to run it from 4 to 5.
Okay.
It's going to tell you, it's going to look at all the data out there and say, if you have this topic, maybe don't spread it out an hour with the next topic because these two relate to each other. So run those two topics and segments back to back because it'll have more of an impact to the audience.
This sounds like the host shouldn't use AI. It sounds like the executive producer, Fred Bottomer.
Ah. Fred Bottomer over there, ladies and gentlemen.
He's the one who needs, can you even imagine having Fred on a regular basis use ChatGPT or anything like that?
He might, though, if you told him how.
You just talk to it like a person. Don't get overwhelmed by it. Talk to it like it's your coworker or your buddy, especially not a buddy if you're a kid. Of course, that's what Josh Hawley was talking about, to bring it full circle. But yes, use it on the everyday basis, on everything you do, and you'll start to see how it can help you. And then in the work world, you really have to pay attention to what you do on a daily basis and how it can help you. But more importantly, start to think 10 years ahead. What's it going to do to my job in 10 years? And the only way you're going to know that is if you use it on the regular. So You're going to get the same thing for business owners. Business owners need to be jumping into AI full force. And I'm not saying you put it out there for customers to answer the phone. Like, for example, I had AT&T out to fix a fiber line that was broken. I called, and I could tell immediately. It was a full AI voice, but it was extremely helpful. It answered questions fluently. It helped me schedule. Did the scheduling, texted me, sent me emails, all automated without a person. Now, that's a job, obviously, that goes away, and that's going to be like a, you call the gas company for customer service, and that kind of job is going to be replaced by AI. So those of you out there that are doing that, start thinking, okay, how can I do something different than that? Because the genie is out of the bottle. It's going to happen. So it's really important to jump in now and at least start getting practiced at it so you can understand how it's going to change everything.
I've seen the ads, and they're quite appealing when, you know, you're watching a football game or something like that, and they show you like a young couple that wants to plan a date or a meal, and you put that into ChatGPT and they kind of spit out, you know, what the meal or the recipe or something like that would be.
You bring up a great point, Mark. Here's what you need to do. When you get home and you're going to make dinner, download ChatGPT, the app. Use the app to take a picture of your refrigerator and ask it, what can I make? Tell me what I can make that's in this refrigerator. And it will come up with probably four or five different options.
Oh, George, I have a question. You know, you're talking about when you call places and the AI can help you. But inevitably, there's something where you have to give background. Well, they charged me $5,000 on accident at the water company last year, and this happened and that happened. Is that going to be able to take all that? That's why I appreciate an actual person eventually on the other end.
So you bring up a very good point. If you sign up, and I know it's a little bit of money a month, give up a couple of cups of Starbucks once a week and you'll be fine.
Can you talk to my wife about that, by the way?
Well, sign up. Give up a couple cups of coffee. You'll be able to sign up for the app, but use it and talk to it. And here's why I say that, Sue, because it will remember your conversations and relate future questions back to what your situation is in life. And it will keep, now you can always delete that. I know there's a lot of folks that are, I don't want to keep all my conversations so others can hear it or read it. That's fine. You can always delete them. But if you don't, you can go back and AI will create basically a full profile of you, and you'll have continuing conversations as you go on. And then what's neat is, and again, I'm nerding out here, but if you put that into your home automation, when you walk in your door and you ask it questions about dinner, turn the TV on, what's the weather like? It literally talks to you as if it's a butler in your house. And it's important to start doing this because you're going to relate this back. Yes, the fun stuff's fun. You need to relate it back, though, to your job, to your kids' future, because what they're studying right now may or may not exist.
Wow, really, this is where I'm. Yeah, my kids' futures are that's really what I'm worried about.
What's important.
Yeah. So look, in this USA Today article, I thought this was interesting. There was a survey by the Federal Reserve that found only 1% of service firms reported that they had let workers go due to AI in the last 6 months. That was down 10% from last year, but they anticipate layoffs in the next half year. And then they said this: if AI is widely adopted, an August Goldman Sachs report estimated 6 to 7% of U.S. workers could lose their jobs. Now, I only wanted to say that line so I could go 6-7. Sorry.
Oh, my
God.
See what I did there?
I'm right there with you.
I'm hip like the kids, George. That's what I would say. Well, look, you're always kind of painting this positive portrait. It just scares the hell out of me, the implications, and I don't know where it's going to take us.
And I hate, I don't want to be too negative to scare folks, because we're not, like I said, the job apocalypse is not coming yet. There is a big maybe in bold letters. I'm just trying to put the warning out in a nice way that, look, if you're going into the legal world and right now you're a paralegal and you're not going to go become a lawyer, a trial lawyer, whatever that may be, you need to start looking around AI is going to replace something like that very soon.
Right.
And that's just one example. It goes on and on and on. So I love it. It's fun to play with and everything, but the future of it can change everything. Now, again, hands-on jobs. If you're going to be a veterinarian, wonderful. Doctor, wonderful. HVAC, if you're going to be a construction, if you're going to do anything that requires hands-on or a personal touch face-to-face, you're going to be safe. You're going to be safe for quite a while. So that's the really important thing, is to make sure that you're not getting into a job that can be automated to the point where you're not needed. But there are some jobs that will be increased For example, a customer service person who can handle 4 problems at a time can now handle 10 problems at a time because AI is handling all these other issues. So it's going to make a lot of people more efficient. Now, what that means is you're going to need less of those people in those positions, which is why Josh Hawley was saying one thing they're going to track with this new law is open positions but not being filled. So positions that were there but that aren't needed anymore because the same less number of people can do 10 times the work.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Yep. Well, the whole thing, I need to mess around with it a little bit more.
Yeah.
My wife uses it all. Do you use it at all, Sue?
I do every now and then to write a promo or just a little bit of an intro for History of the Lou.
Right, to polish up the language a little bit. Yeah.
But that's it.
One thing I would encourage, too, is Grok. Make sure you check out Grok. That is Elon Musk's version. It's G-R-O-K, Grok. And it is fascinating in what it can do. It's a little different than GPT, and it does some wild things. Like, you can tell it to create anything you want from the way of imagery and video and voice and just things that really can automate. If you're a business, instead of having to go out and spend thousands and thousands in video production, you can now do this through AI. So there's a lot of really neat things you can do, but just keep in mind, if you got kiddos out there, if you're in school, if you're currently in school, do research on what you're currently studying. If you're out there right now in a job that is primarily data entry, writing, reading documents and editing things like that, you need to start looking. You need to start reskilling yourself, as they're saying. Go out there and find something new, because in the next 5 years, those types of jobs will not exist. I mean, you're going to be, look at Amazon. They laid off 14,000 people and replaced them with robots. So, right. But here, then again, somebody's got to fix the robots. Somebody's got to build new ones. Somebody's got to program the AI. Somebody's got to maintain all of that. So it's the skill is going to be there. It's a different type of skill that's going to be needed.
This is ignorance on my part, and I love X, formerly Twitter. Is Grok also an app that you download?
It is.
Okay.
It's a website and an app, both. It's just like ChatGPT. Once you get one account, you can use it on the web browser and or the app, and it uses you the cross-platform.
I have used Grok. A friend of mine told me that she put in there how to ask her mother-in-law about something particular, and it gave her an entire conversation. Well, make sure you talk about this. Make sure you talk about this.
Yes.
But think about her. I mean, it's nuts.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, if you're going to give a presentation, let's say you hate giving speeches, but you got to give a presentation in your job. AI will literally walk you through how to do it and coach you. And I'm not talking about just in words. It will talk to you and say, okay, give me an example of your intro. And you start talking like you're talking to the audience, and it will say, wait a second. I would do this, and let's rephrase this to this, and make sure you're showing energy here. And so it's a coach. Think of it as like a personal trainer for everything you do in life.
Well, and I've coming off this summer, George, I don't know if you were dialed into this, where I had a major mental health crisis, but there's also people that are using AI, and my understanding is it's sometimes very effective with therapy.
Absolutely. 100%. Yes. Yes. You use it for therapy. It's the amount of knowledge that's built in there is unbelievable. And it's not just spitting something back like the old Google searches. This is an interaction on a whole different level. I mean, and once you start to get used to it, it becomes the go-to for everything you do. Everything. I mean, not just finding a gas station when you're driving, but it says, you know, find me the most the best ways I should do this type of thing. For example, I'm changing out a thermostat. Instead of going to YouTube and watching a video, I'm going to have, literally, while I'm doing that this weekend, I'm going to have GPT walk me through the whole thing with pictures. Meaning, I'm going to tell it, and then I'm going to take video of me looking at the thermostat, and it will say, you see that red wire over there? Put that red wire here. Okay, well, now that you've done that, now take the white wire and put it here.
It's all
through the camera. It's through the camera. Yes, you don't have to even describe anything. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
That is why you are our AI guru, George Rosenthal, Throttle Net. Amazing stuff. So good that it's likely to be repeated in a best of segment.
Yes.
That was awesome. Thank you, George. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.